This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
Thank you so much for being here, Vicky. We appreciate it.
No worries at all.
Special guest Vicky Hanlon has joined us in the studio.
Very lucky to see you.
Very lucky. I would almost say comedy scene royalty.
Sure. All right, we'll go with that.
I mean, all the posts on the Comedy Hub. Royalty.
Well, if Facebook is where you become royalty, then I am royalty.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, right.
Exclusive.
That's right. I mean, you can...
That's how they make queens these days, right?
Yeah. Right? Cool. Amazing. But we got you in here. I mean, you do work at Joy.
Yes. I am the producer of Tuesday Breakfast with Chris and Jess.
And how's that? I mean, how does, you know, rocking up at what time do you have to get up?
I get up at 4.
Wow.
Which is a bit brutal.
So what time do you go to bed?
On a Monday night, I try to get into bed by 10.
Okay. Which, is that tough?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you one of those people that can, you know, just pretend to sleep and then you're off to sleep?
Not at all.
You have to get something to put you to sleep,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, we share that. We both share that. It's Z and I, yeah.
Sleeping isn't as easy as people make out.
Oh,
no,
it's
sorry.
Right?
Very hard.
Very, very hard.
And that's probably what a lot of people who are listening to the show right now.
That's
feeling,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
True.
Yep. Well, hopefully we put them to sleep. No. No.
Oh. No. No. If you're listening to Joy, you can't be asleep.
That's right. That's right.
Because you're listening.
That's right. Hopefully.
You should be.
Of course we are. We're always listening. All the time. But, I mean, coming in at... And then what time do you have to be here?
We're on air at 6:30. Yep. I try and get here a little bit before 6.
Okay.
And we sort of do like a...
Like a production meeting sort of thing.
All that sort of stuff.
Okay. And then you run down the show.
Yep. All of the above and gossip for about 15 minutes as well.
Of course, that's important.
Because that's what you do. Talk about all the stuff that you can't talk about on air.
Yeah, you got to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Out of the system.
That's right, that's right. But what, so in the production meetings, like who is bring forth ideas?
To be honest, it's mostly, I mean, it's pretty even actually, me, Chris and Jess. Sometimes even Prue, who's our newsreader, will have some stuff that she'll bring as well. Or she'll be like, I'm going to be talking in this in the news. Do you want to... Talk about that.
Okay,
I think it might be good. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
What? I mean, how long have you been at Joy?
I've only been doing it for about a year and a half.
Oh wow.
That show, not in this form, but in the Triple Threat form, has been going for 3-ish years.
Yeah.
And then they decided that they wanted a producer, so here I am.
I think our old friend James used
to. Yes. So James is the one that brought me on board.
Ah. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Shout out to James.
Hello there. I love James. I miss you, James.
Triple J in Sydney.
Congratulations.
Yes. I mean, that's what we're all striving for.
Yeah.
Paid position, right? In radio. No, nobody is. Okay. All right. That's what we're all. Okay. I'm just by myself in that. That's fine.
I did. Yes. No, I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Z's out of it. Okay. That's
looking.
Fine.
I just
fine.
Feel like looking. I liked the idea of you drowning for a little bit then.
That's fine. That's
so it, I wanted it to see.
You're a good co-host.
It can be the G and Vicky show now. That's fine.
That's fine.
Okay. G and V. That actually makes sense.
Yep.
That actually makes sense.
It actually
okay.
sounds a bit better. So I don't know how I feel about this. I'm piping up now.
I'm going to turn off your mic. That's what's going to happen.
Hey.
No. Okay. We didn't turn off his mic. That was. We can't because then
ruin the theater.
Right. But. Of course, I mean, you're here because you're also involved in the comedy scene. So,
yeah.
I mean, how you know, we'll get the basics out of the way. How did you get into the comedy scene?
To be honest, I became Twitter friends with a comedy producer, and she was like, hey, you know, come and help out at a venue during the comedy festival.
Right.
Or the Fringe Festival, I think it was. And then I volunteered there for one season. And then I was like, yep, this is what I want to do. Yeah. And then just made it happen.
And how long ago was that?
2014, I think it was.
Okay.
Wow. Awesome. So you've been doing it for a little bit now.
Yeah, but it's only sort of the last maybe 12 months that I've been able to start like running my own room and doing all that sort of stuff. So
So you mentioned run your own room. You run the...
I run the open mic. It's called Rookie Nights, and it's the open mic at the Imperial on a Wednesday night.
Yes.
Which is a mixture of booked acts and open mic sign-ups.
The Imperial. Very prestigious open mic location, I feel.
Yes. So I'm trying to do... So the guy that used to run it, Ben Vanell, is a good friend of mine. And I've taken over it, and I'm trying to do him justice. So I think it's been pretty good so far.
Why did he?
He now co-runs a paid room at the Catfish.
Ah, the Catfish, yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Oh.
So he's moved up. I've come back in.
When Hannibal was here, Hannibal Burris, didn't he do a drop in?
Yeah. So he's friends with Tommy Dasilo, who's the other guy that runs the room. Friends, but like, you know, work acquaintances,
yeah,
I guess.
Okay.
And everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right, yeah. That's how it becomes, really, in the comedy scene. I feel like, you know, the connections you make, it's a small world.
Yes,
really.
Absolutely. And you have to know everyone. And you don't have to get along with everyone, but you have to be able to work with everyone. So. Mm.
Oh, totally.
Oh, that's right. So you're running a room, but how was... I mean, you just stand up yourself? Like,
sort of. Mm-hmm. Briefly, I've done it a few times. I think that I've sort of discovered that, I like doing it, but I'm way better at behind the scenes stuff.
Okay, just like writing and like doing that. Yeah.
But I mean, going on stage at all was a massive deal for me because I was like, I remember having a panic attack at my best friend's 21st because I had to talk in front of people.
Oh, wow.
So
speeches,
to go from that to, I'm going to get up on stage and talk and be funny and stuff it took a while, but.
Which room did you hit?
I first got up at the Wild, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Which is now another room.
They had a fantastic Super Nintendo
there. It was so good.
I know, right? But then recently found out it died.
Yeah. Oh, is that why? I just knew that it had gone. But...
Yeah. I asked them behind the bar.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Right. No. I mean, clearly not forgotten because we're talking about it right now.
Thank you.
So I did the Wild, and then I did number 12, I think it was, which is now what the guys that ran the Wild do now. And then I did Raw.
Oh.
So because my friend made me.
Uh-huh.
My friend who I work with and who is a comedian as well.
Yep.
She was like, well, I'm doing it for the second time this year. You have to do it.
Is there a maximum of three times you can do it?
Yes.
Yeah. So you got to pick your times.
Yep.
Or just go under a different name.
Do you have to show a driver's license or something?
Nope, they never ask for any ID.
Oh, okay, so you've got a good idea there. Z,
exclusive.
Good job.
Another breaking news.
Right? Almost. We could almost type a breaking news, and no, we can't. That's a shame, Wendy. Okay, all right.
Wendy, next time.
That's a shame. But, I mean, you know, comedy influences. Who are your...
Oh, good question. I'm thinking about what... Because... I started watching sort of comedy stuff when I was a kid, thanks to my parents, which I think is most people what they do.
Gotta love Rove.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, my first massive thing was my first massive one was Tripod. Loved Tripod.
Another Australian.
And I've now had beers with Gatesy, which
really
killed me because my friend is very good friends with him, and I was just like, we were sitting there and he rocked up on her and I just went, oh, okay. Play it cool, Vic.
Totally starstruck.
Yep. And
did you hold a conversation?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep. And he now remembers my name. It's real weird.
Oh, nice.
That's, I know.
That feels awesome. Good for me.
Yeah, right?
To hear that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was very nice.
What a dream. What a dream.
And also Will Anderson, I guess. Mm. And, you know, you showed the...
I did point, classic radio move to do a visual thing in radio. Yeah, just wave at us is the classic radio joke. But, yeah, I mean, you got to love Rove, you know, because, I mean, he really did, you know, all the late-night talk shows. We don't 100% have something as, you
another
know...
Another Australian...
Yeah,
no.
on a network...
Yeah, I think, like, Tommy Little tried to give it a go for a bit, but it hasn't quite... Like, he's sort of stuck to radio.
Mm.
I think he could maybe do it.
Mm. I mean, we have, what is it, Live on Bowen?
Yeah, well, not at the moment,
No? Okay, yep.
Who knows what's going to happen with 31.
Channel 31. So. Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, that whole bit that they did on the project. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, and they were all going, oh, how much we love doing Channel 31 work.
Yeah.
And then they just wrapped up that bit with no, like, actual, hey, let's all get together and make the government give us more money.
But that's what we're doing here, you know. It's all about the community.
That's right.
All about bringing the community.
That's right.
To the forefront.
Sorry, I just got a little bit angry because, you know.
I can see
that's
it.
Fine.
I can see it.
It's a worthy cause.
Right? Exactly. Vicky really got up and boogied just
hey,
then.
Hey, don't tell people. Don't tell people that.
Well, I just want to let everybody know out there that, you know, you're a fantastic dancer.
Thanks. Vicky. Thank
and
you.
Everybody just missed out. It was an audience of two right now.
Right.
Well, now it sounds weird.
Well, no. You put on a great show. Thanks. And we appreciate you being here, Vicky Hanlon.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. We have a special guest, Vicky Hanlon, in the studio, dropping in just for, you know, second half of the show. Because, look, it's late. We get it. I mean, you know, you can't.
I'm a very busy person. I've
exactly.
got things to do.
Comedy, royalty.
Oh, very busy. It's a busy time of year coming
oh my
up
God.
For you now.
Mm. Busiest time of the year coming up.
We've got Crazy. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival coming up, so yeah. it's busy for everybody involved in comedy.
Yes. I'm taking leave from my real day job.
Really?
To work at the festival.
Wow.
So
that's rock and roll.
That's commitment. That's commitment.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I kind of go away on holidays. This is my holiday.
Holiday, right?
Sort of.
And you get to spend it in Melbourne.
I know, right?
Fantastic.
So lucky.
Quote, most livable city.
Yeah, that's apparently. True. Why would you go anywhere else?
Exactly.
True. Especially when there's a comedy festival coming up.
Exactly, right?
Yes.
Wow, what a segue. You're fantastic.
Well done. That was good.
Radio.
Wow. He did a collar pull as he made that noise. So
I think you could tell that from the voice.
I hope so. I'm crossing my fingers because
off
we don't
the mic
have a
on that one.
Yeah, we don't have a live feed happening, a video live feed. I won't mention the company that does it. There's several.
Mm.
You can also go through. What's the one that starts with P? I don't remember.
None of them.
None of them.
Because we're not giving them any.
No, we're not. They're not paying us, so we can't give them anything. But like, what are you involved in this comedy festival?
This festival, I'm going to be working. They have the information booth, mm-hmm. so I'm going to be doing that.
What's that like?
Stressful, but yeah. good. Like,
just giving people information on.
Yeah, so you have to know pretty much every show.
Wow. Okay.
Which is insane because there's over 500.
Ooh.
Like,
how's your memory?
Not great right now. Don't test me. I haven't studied. I've got 3 weeks.
We said a word earlier. Now we're going to test you.
No, no.
We're not. It's okay.
But yeah, so you at least have to know the people that come to the booth. You have to kind of be able to read them straight away mm-hmm. and figure out what show they're going to be interested
okay.
in.
Oh, wow.
Like, I mean, and sometimes it's easy. You can sort of say, hey, who do you like?
Okay.
And you can go from there.
So you almost have to make like a judgment call like hairdressers do when they're selecting the magazines for
or,
you. You've
yeah.
got to sort of...
It's almost like they've looked at the menu mm-hmm. and gone, all right, what's good to order?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, wow.
But then you get other people that come up and go, oh, I just want to see something cheap at 6 o'clock. What do you got?
That's
and you're
a
like,
one.
That's easier. I can do that. No
what's
worries.
What's that one? 10 for 10 or whatever?
5 for 5
for
5.
5 for 5. Wow.
5 for 5 for 5 is at the Imperial Hotel at 5 o'clock and you get 5 of the best comedians at the festival.
Wow.
I know that because I'll probably be helping run that.
Right on.
5
right
5 on. 5.
5 5 5. Sounds like a number. But what are... Well, they are numbers.
There's several. There's several there.
Same number, just a few times.
Just a few times. Okay, alliteration. But that's with words. I mean, yeah, you're at the Imperial.
Yeah, so I'll help out at the Imperial a bit. I'm not a... it's Angela Thompson and Ellen Kale. They run it. And I, with my sister, actually, we both... And there's a few other sort of volunteer people and they help out. But I think I'm going to be busy doing a few other things as well. I might be working at another venue. It hasn't been confirmed yet, so I'm not going to
say.
Yep,
yep, yep.
But there's a possibility of that. And then I have my own show as well,
yes.
which is a podcast that I do. About mm-hmm. football,
right
AFL,
on.
Mostly the women's league. It's called the Corporate Box.
Oh.
So we're going to do our first live show with that, see how it goes.
Wow. Where's that going to be?
That'll be at the Imperial.
The Imperial, nice.
Yeah, because it's cheaper for us to do room rental and stuff like that.
Yeah,
a venue that we run, essentially.
It's a pretty prestigious room. Do they charge a lot for rent?
No.
No? Oh, that's good. That's
Ooh,
good.
So keep that in mind for next
keep,
yeah.
yeah, keep that in mind for next year. I heard a place down the road as well doesn't charge... much either.
Yeah.
Right next door or the place.
Yes. Two doors down.
Yeah. La Bar Electronic.
Number 12.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
More numbers.
They haven't decided on their name yet. They're number 12 or La Bar Electronic.
What a fancy name. What a fancy name.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, back in 2011, just straight up Corova.
Corova. Yeah. And it still says Corova at the front.
Which is fantastic.
Yes.
Three layers of confusion.
Yeah.
Right?
I know
that
because because I'm a graphic designer by day. Like, that's my day job. So
oh, wow.
I've done posters for people and I've done a few for people that are at that venue and they're like, oh, I don't know what the venue's called yet. Like,
wow.
Well, you've only got a couple of weeks. You might want to find out.
Yeah. Yeah. Rovers, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
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 Right? They play sick beats. I don't know if any more. I can't
once
guarantee.
Upon
yeah,
time.
I'm not sure.
Once upon
yeah,
a time.
Yeah, once upon a time. 7 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But there's quite a few shows there during festival, so
wow.
I think it'll be good.
Well, how many venues total are there running?
There's over 100. Ooh. I don't know the exact number, but there is over 100 for 500 shows. Wow. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, some of them are like, most of them are in the city. Some of them are in the like inner suburbs. There's a few even out in the outer suburbs that have registered to be venues with the festival and everything. So they're everywhere.
That's great to see that it's spreading out for those who can accommodate for that. It's really good to see. Because I understand with the city, it's such a... It's hard to direct people, I'd imagine, especially at the information.
Yeah, and you have to know where everything is as well.
Back to front.
Yes. And I even have problems sometimes. I remember last year trying to explain where the Butterfly Club is, which is a very popular venue that a lot of people go to. But because of Melbourne's alleyways and stuff like that, they're like, you go down this street and then down this little alleyway, and tourists are like, I don't know how to do that.
Need some sort of map, live map function. On some sort of
can you walk me there?
No, no. I have to stay here.
If you pay extra, maybe. Maybe. But you mentioned you do graphic designing.
Yeah.
And you're creating posters for people.
Yeah.
So how's that going? How many comedians have you had to create posters for?
At the moment, who have I done posters for? Greg Fleet and...
Fleety!
Yeah. Right. Because my friend is his producer.
Ooh.
So Angela Thompson, aforementioned, she's... Fleety's producer, so that was a pretty easy get for me.
Yeah, nice.
I did Bart Freebands, but only in Perth and Adelaide.
Okay.
He got another photographer person to do it for Melbourne. Gillian English, who I did the podcast with, all of the Three Little Gigs stuff, which is...
Yep.
You know, and then Angus Hodge, who's from Adelaide originally. He's now based in Melbourne. A few other guys. There's, you know.
Wow. A long list.
Oh, so many.
So how's juggling that and doing your own?
I'm very tired. Very tired.
Well, we thank you for being here. I mean, you know, amongst all the other things.
That's all right.
We appreciate it this time of the night as well.
Yeah,
I know.
Very grateful.
That's all right. Thursday, I'm missing karaoke at the moment, actually, guys.
Oh, no. Really? Oh, well, I mean, that doesn't mean we can't do a bit of karaoke.
It does.
Wendy, do the karaoke track we prepared. We haven't. Wendy, we haven't got it prepared.
Okay, that's a shame. Next time Vicky's on, maybe we can organise a karaoke section.
So.
Why not? But if you want to plug your...
I can plug a few things.
Go for it.
Because I also run a new, well, kind of a room called Commit to Your Jokes with a fellow comedian. Like, I'm a comedian, I'm not.
Claim it.
Sure.
Go for it.
Claire Hagen and I, we run a thing called Commit to Your Jokes, which we've just started doing different shows. And one of them that we're doing is called Test Lab, which is interesting. It's based on a thing over in the... New Zealand. It was called Comedy Lab or whatever it was called. And it's basically... Comedians come and they do like 5 minutes-ish of new material.
Right.
And then they ask questions to the audience from it.
Oh, wow.
And the audience gives them their feedback. On
live
those.
Feedback.
Yeah, exactly.
Are they just civilians or?
Yeah.
We've
only run one and it went, to be honest, I was a bit hesitant because I'd never seen it work. Claire, she'd been to New Zealand and seen it work and said it was amazing. And I was like, okay, I don't know. Wow. You know, but we did it at Club Voltaire up in North Melbourne on a Saturday night and it was amazing.
Wow.
And everyone got really into it. And
what sort of responses did you get from the audience? Were they harsh?
No, some of them were. Yep. Like, because they'd ask, like, the comedians had asked, like, very specific questions, like, okay, this bit.
The wording,
you,
yeah.
Yeah, what about, do you reckon this, or was there something? It wasn't just, hey, did you find it funny? Or they needed to be sort of specific so that people could actually give proper feedback and everything.
Yeah.
But we're doing that again on March 11 at Club Voltaire again. But if you go to commit to your jokes.com. You can see all the stuff that we do.
I prefer a .com because then, you know, you can just... You don't have to add on the .au and it's a nice, easy .com.
Yes. So I've got that. And then the podcast, Corporate Box. If you go to corporateboxpod.com, you can find all the stuff there. It's on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Give it a listen if you're remotely interested at all in women's football or just football in general, AFL football.
And when did you say the live?
Oh yeah, live ones are on April 1st and April 8th, which is the first two Saturdays of the festival, and they're in the afternoon. I think it's 4:45
right
in the afternoon, which will be good.
And does anyone want to add you on Facebook?
Oh yeah, you can follow me on Twitter. It's just Vicky Hanlon, which is VickyHanlon, both N for November.
Not Hamlin.
Nope.
Not Hamlin.
No.
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 I get that a lot.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well. We appreciate you being here. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you for coming down.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Look, we know you have to get out of here. It's a late night, and we know you have to get to bed.
I do have to go to bed.
So that's why you bought your pajamas, and you're in them now.
Yep.
You've got your banana pillow.
Yeah, and I don't go anywhere without it.
You're ready to sleep in the taxi on the way home.
I'm excited.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much, Vicky.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.